Fire alarms rang throughout the building. Speakers barked out evacuation commands. Pushing against the stream of people hurrying out, she soon reached an area with no traffic at the center of the building. In the central hall, she stared at the large staircase leading to the upper level where the executive offices were located. Waves of smoke poured down the stairs. The smell of burned pine, the lot's signature wood, engulfed the air. A window cracked and broke, the blazing breezes rushing in to fan the flames. Her high heels would be a hindrance, but she couldn't run through the burning debris without them on, so she lifted the long tail of her long formal velvet dress and hurried up the stairs. The large landing of the executive level was indeed in flame. The symbol of the three overlapping solar eclipses was displayed prominently in the middle of one of the burning walls in front of her. To her left was a smoke-filled corridor. To her right was a fire exit leading down.
Bridget!
She didn't need to look back to know who was calling her. It was the deep, calm voice of the one person who would always be her constant, no matter what life brought her way.
What are you doing here, Quinn?
He rushed over and tugged at her elbow.
I should ask you that question. Let's leave before we're both toast.
She pointed at the corridor filled with smoke.
Kane's in there. I can't leave him.
The carpet started to catch fire, and the glass in the windows began to crack. Soon the metal window frames would melt, as would the body of anyone walking into that corridor.
There's nothing you can do now. Please, we can talk outside.
My husband is in there, and I won't leave him.
Kane is my best friend. I want to save him too, but he has no chance of surviving this fire. Bridget, even if you could get to him, what would you expect to find? His body? Think about your children, for God's sake.
They will be safe in your hands.
No.
Quinn, if our relationship means anything to you, then you will treat my children as your own. Please.
No, I won't accept this. Our relationship means too much to me. I won't let you go in there to die.
It's more than my husband's life that I have to save, Quinn. We started this, and we have to finish it.
She turned abruptly and charged toward the corridor. Despite her kicking and screaming, Quinn grabbed her from behind and dragged her toward the exit. He was too strong for her to break free.
Okay, let me down. She screamed. I'll go with you.
He didn't give up and kept carrying her toward the exit. He kicked the exit door open and got them both safely out to the stairwell. She grabbed onto a steel rail on the wall to get her footing and then kicked hard at Quinn. He lost his balance and let go of her. She pushed him away, sending him stumbling down the stairs.
I'm sorry, Quinn,
she said, and then ran back into the building, grabbed a broken chair, and jammed the door handle with it. Through the small window on the door, she saw Quinn trying to break in. Then behind him came a wave of fire from below.
Quinn,
she called out, and grabbed the door handle. It was so hot, it burned her hand to the bone. Despite the excruciating pain, she yanked the exit door open as another wave of fire blew upward, exploding into the room and knocking her away.
I'm so sorry, Quinn.
She looked down at the burning stairwell, the flames so hot they had melted everything in their way, including metal and concrete. Knowing Quinn couldn't have survived this fire blast, she wiped away her tears and headed toward the burning corridor that led to the executive wing, where her husband would be waiting.